Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Good morning to you. We welcome Bloomberg Intelligence Chief U.S. Economist Carl Riccadonna with us now. And Carl, good morning. Let's just go straight to the GDP number here. What are we expecting out of this?
First of all, good morning. What we're looking at in today's GDP numbers, this is the second set of revisions, in other words, the third print on Q3 GDP, and analysts are expecting it to be revised about a tenth higher. So as big of news as GDP typically is, by the time we get around to the third print for any particular quarter, it tends to get just passing attention from the market.
Yeah, this is just history at this point, huh?
Exactly, exactly. And the point here is that that 3.3% reading certainly looks impressive on paper. However, economists generally believe, and this includes Janet Yellen in those ranks, that this was a transitory lift to activity. There was an unusual surge in, of all things, soybean exports in the quarter around mid-year that helped the Q3 numbers, and a lot of temporary factors, which when we start to filter those out, we still see an economy that's accelerating relative to the first half of the year, but to a much less dramatic degree. So we averaged about 1% growth in the first half of the year. We're looking for something closer to about 2.25% in the second half of the year.
Perhaps the more important number, since it's 2/3 of the economy, is going to be spending, huh?
Absolutely. So a little bit later in the morning, we get the monthly data on income and spending, which also includes the Fed's favorite inflation metric. And so I would argue that's the key metric of the day here. Now, we started off the quarter on relatively solid footing, but now we've started to lose some momentum. It was evident in motor vehicle sales. Another factor depressing consumer spending will be, believe it or not, the temperate November kind of depressing demand for utilities and whatnot. And so service spending could be a little bit on the weak side as well. So consumers are still performing just fine, but we're going to see a bit of a downshift in the pace of spending in November.
So this is sort of the last check of the milepost before we head into the new year. What's the economy looking like overall?
Well, the economy's looking better and better, but not quite as solid as it looked in Q3. So following the election, we saw this big takeoff in euphoria in various sentiment and confidence surveys, whether it was consumer confidence or business sentiment, small business sentiment. Across the board, we've seen a really significant pickup. The question is, will that be sustained or will the honeymoon come to a crashing close at some point? And there's two major downdrafts we're watching early on in 2017. One is Congress may not be willing to sign on with a lot of Trump's economics agenda. Mm-hmm. And the other is the dollar has been very strong, and that's providing a depressant on the economy as well.
Carl Riccadonna, Bloomberg Intelligence Chief U.S. Economist. Happy holidays to you, Carl. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go.